We're here today to learn about the Food Waste Diversion Program in the Quincy Public Schools. It's been going on as a pilot program now for several months. We're going to learn a little bit more about what it is, why it's important, and where it's going to go from here. We're going to learn that from two folks who are deeply involved in it. First of all, we want to welcome Ruth Davis to the program. Ruth is just retired from MIT in this field, right, Ruth?
That's right. Yes, I managed the solid waste program at MIT for about 10 years.
And now representing the Wollaston Garden Club mm-hmm. here in Quincy, which is working as part of this program as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's yeah. right. Some of our members for the Conservation Committee and the club are helping with the sorting, teaching
Great.
The students what to do.
And also, Finn Barheeslip is here. Finn, you have been hired by the Quincy Public Schools, right?
Correct.
Specifically to implement the Food Waste Diversion Program.
Yep. So I came, I was a recent graduate from UMass Boston with a focus on sustainability. So when I saw this opportunity opened, I had to apply and get involved.
Fit with your expertise, right? Yes. Did you have a similar program at UMass?
No, there really wasn't anything like that. But
so Quincy Public Schools are taking the lead over institutions like UMass.
Absolutely.
In the Food Waste Diversion Program, at least. So how did it all come about? Ruth, maybe we'll start with you and ask you a little bit about why it's important. I know the Quincy Climate Action Network was kind of the impetus behind this, right?
That's right, exactly, yeah. exactly. They approached the City Council, and the City Council wanted to move it forward. QCAN was interested in residential pickup,
right.
and the City Council wanted to expand and consider having food waste collection at the DPW site mm-hmm. in Quincy. So that was kind of how the ball got rolling. And then the mayor appointed a task force of QCAN members and some other city officials, school committee member Emily Lebo, who's been really integral oh. in this process. So they got the ball rolling. They did a report and presented it to the City Council in November of last year.
Okay.
And one of the first items on the list was to start a food waste diversion program in one of the schools in
Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it couldn't really happen at the DPW, right? There just isn't the actual space for it.
Right. So there has been a site visit by one of the state programs to go out there and look at the possibility of it.
Okay.
But it's not really the business that the city is in. So starting the programs like we have and having a vendor do the pickup is probably the best way for the city to go, but,
okay.
But that will come in time.
Yeah, and I know that there are already some private
That's right.
vendors, right, that are mm-hmm. already doing that in the city.
That's right, yeah. Black Earth Compost,
yes.
who's the hauler for us at the
school. Oh, they are
High
also
school.
For the schools, okay.
That's right, yeah. So we started with them because they were already in the city doing a pickup, so they've been
it
doing our
seemed
pickups.
A natural progression, right,
exactly.
to have them stop
mm-hmm.
at the high school
right.
at the
That's
same
right.
time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it started at the beginning of this year, right, 2023?
It did. Okay. Yeah, the first step was to get Finbar hired.
Yeah.
So he came the beginning of January,
okay.
and we just got going right away, and we picked the week after school vacation. We thought we could be ready by then, and then it would be good for the students to come back from vacation and see the barrels in the cafeteria and pique their curiosity.
Yeah. Just at the high school to start, right?
That's right.
Okay.
We just we did one pilot program at one school. We did a soft launch so that we could really get the operation going and understand what the needs were in order to be able to take it to another school.
Right. So Finn, how does it work? How does the Food Waste Diversion Program work at Quincy High School?
Yeah, so when we got there, our main focus was, you know, it was a slow pilot. We wanted to get in the kitchens first. So there is the President's Cafe, which is the restaurant there, and there is the food prep cafeteria kitchen. So our first step was to have a barrel explain it to them that all the food scraps you collect put into this this food waste barrel to be composted, and they were very enthusiastic about it, so it was great. So in that month, in a few weeks from being there until we launched with the students, it was creating educational material and talking to as many people as we could and just getting ready. In this process of wanting to implement food waste diversion, we also noticed there was no recycling going on, so that added rather than just food waste diversion, it turned into waste management. So in the meantime we were collecting at the kitchens, and then we went on and we had our first recycling pickup in, it seemed like, years. Hmm. And so that was exciting, and starting on February 27th of this year, is when we had our launch with the students. And it was basically, we have a setup in the cafeteria. We have two setups, each with a recycling barrel, a trash barrel, and a food waste barrel. And students have the opportunity, after they're done, finished with their food, to come and sort responsibly. So it would look like if they have a tray with a half-eaten slice of pizza and a milk carton or whatnot, they can come up, put the milk carton in the trash. The trays are compostable, so that can go in the food waste, and the food can go in there. So everything that goes in the food waste barrel is all organic materials. So that's food waste, and that is all paper waste that come from plants and whatnot. So that's what it looks like.
So, I mean, it would seem to me that the same questions would arise in the schools as they would in the general public. How do you categorize the different, levels of waste? How do I know what to recycle in the recycling barrel? How do I know what goes in the food waste barrel? How do I know what goes in the trash barrel?
Right. So that's been a struggle, getting that exact message out to the students. However, it's been phenomenal to see the growth in the students from having no idea that there are even different waste streams to now being able to have 10 items on a tray and put them in the exact place.
Okay.
It's been very special. We have, you know, educational material on the barrels for them to follow along. Sometimes it's just verbal. We will tell them exactly where it goes if they ask. Some like to just do it themselves. But yeah, it is very, we've been trying to slim it down. Basically, the focus is in the recyclable. It has to be clean. All bottles, cans is our main focus, but we can also recycle the trays. We have these little clam shells, and that's also a big hit. The food waste barrel is food scraps and all organic materials.
Well, that one's pretty obvious, I guess, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, oh, I can even compost this cookie? I'm like, yeah, it's all food. Commercial compost is different from residential, so we collect every bit of food. So bones, milk, dairy, all things along those lines. So it's very simple as far as that goes. And then trash is the main thing. We don't want anything dirty. If we have tinfoil covered in ketchup,
I see. Okay.
Or styrofoam is a big one.
That's a no-go for
recycling,
yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And how's it been going? Has it been working, would you say?
Right. And I think Ruth would agree that once we started there, it was a lot. On our launch day, we had a raffle. And so we encouraged students to come up to us, and if they sorted, they would enter their name in, and we would give out like hydro flasks, water bottles.
Okay.
So, right. Which are very trendy.
Oh,
but,
if you say so. Okay.
Right. So students were coming up not knowing what they were doing at all. Maybe a couple kids who compost at their home kind of knew what was going on. But every single week since February 27th, we have seen within the students that they just understand it more and more. And students that didn't want to participate before have now been coming up. So it's just been a slow knowledge breaking bad habits from the past. And we've been letting students, you know, take their time and to understand it, explain it. We have a little box with compost in it.
Yeah.
And just, you know, showing, hey, all of this stuff that you put in the food waste barrel turns into this.
Oh, okay.
And it.
Okay. So it gives them the kind of a visual to see.
Like, oh, what
exactly. It is they're helping to do. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What happens to, you know, the food waste from this program? Where does it go? How does it get turned into compost?
Right, so that was a great question. So once a week, we have a pickup. So the process looks like we collect it in the two kitchens and the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. We collect the food and organic materials. Once a week, we'll wheel the barrels out to the loading dock. Black Earth Compost will pick it up from us. They'll dump it into their truck, put our barrel back down, and they will take that food waste to one of their 4 to 5 locations in Massachusetts, and there they will put it in a big yard, mix it with other organic materials like yard waste, and throughout time it will break down And from there, it's sent to local agriculture and to support gardens and whatnot.
Yeah. Do you measure how much gets composted? Do you actually know, you know, in tonnage, I guess? Ruth is nodding her head.
Yes, it was one of the first things that, that I told Finbar that we really needed to do was that you have to weigh it.
Right.
Because that's your data.
Right.
And data is everything. Right. So we worked with Tom Henry, who's really fabulous. He's the recycling manager for the city.
Oh, okay.
And he got us a scale. And from day one, right, we've been measuring the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty consistent, 100 pounds a day.
Right.
100 pounds a day.
100 pounds a day.
Okay.
Yeah. And that would be from the kitchen and collecting from the students. That includes the trays and also liquid. So you were asking about recycling before.
Yeah.
You know, recycling really hasn't changed very much. It's just that people want to recycle every plastic thing.
Right.
But they can't, right? It's really the bottles, cans, aluminum cans, tubs, which are number fives if you're at home, you know, your margarine container, for example.
Yep.
Cardboard is essential that be recycled is really one of the most important things, and then glass, of course.
Yep.
So we'll have students who want to recycle a bottle and it still has some water in it. We can pour that into the food waste, and it gets collected in with the trays, so it gets absorbed by the trays.
Oh, I see.
Right. So that's part of, so it's also the drinks that can be added to the compost as well.
Sure, okay. So why is this important? You know, what is this doing for the environment?
Great question. That's the home run right there.
Yeah.
You want to take this one, Ruth?
Well, I'll start and then you can chime in, because Finbar's been doing presentations and stuff on this.
Great.
But really, the trash collected by the city of Quincy gets burned as waste energy, right? And if you just think about the weight of food and how much water is in there, it takes a lot of energy to burn food. So why are we wasting energy burning food when we can do something better with it?
Okay.
So that's why you really want to pull that out. You want to pull the food waste out of your trash and then do something else with it. I mean, there is a core facility in Charlestown where they make a biofuel.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are places like Black Earth, which have really mastered the art of making compost from food waste. So it keeps it out of the trash and it gives it a better life. So instead of just food waste being thrown in with the trash, trying to be burned as energy, we're collecting it, separating it, and it's becoming a soil amendment that can be added back to the soil.
I see. Okay.
Right. That's exactly right.
Good description.
Talk about some statistics.
So, right. So if we look at it, it's about one-third recycling, one-third trash, one-third one-third food waste, one-third trash. So before, all these are going in the same barrel. And, you know, trash is something that we can't reuse. Either it takes up space in a landfill, which hurts the environment, or takes extra energy to burn. So not only are we preventing the environment from being hurt, but we're also helping the environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By collecting food waste, not only are we reducing toxic gases that's emitted by its burning or sitting in a landfill, we're also helping erosion. You know, you see around the world, the shorelines are collapsing and whatnot, and sinkholes and things along those lines, but us putting an extra foundation to the earth is actually very helpful. And just supporting local agriculture is very important, too.
So when you say burning, obviously using fossil fuels, right?
Exactly.
To burn whatever, natural gas, oil, coal, whatever is used to incinerate the trash, right? So less of that means less
use of fossil fuels.
Emissions, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yep, we're lowering the carbon emissions.
Sure, okay. So does the school system see a financial benefit from this program? I know that the city itself pays per ton, right, for to have its trash hauled away. So is that translated into savings with less tonnage, I guess, being disposed of?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Because you pay twice for trash, you pay to pick it up, and then which is the haul. And then you pay at the transfer station.
Mm-hmm.
So what you haul from the site gets weighed at the transfer station.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the food waste being collected separately, the city is paying less at the transfer station when they get charged for the trash.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
So there is a savings benefit there.
Exactly, yeah. Now, going forward, do you hope to expand this beyond Quincy High School?
Yeah. Yes. So our goal right now is we're on track to go to North Quincy High School in the fall, which is beyond exciting. Mm-hmm. So in the fall, it's looking that we're going to be at North Quincy and Quincy High School. And we're able to support that with volunteers from the Wallace and Garden Club and whatnot, which is, you know, very helpful and great. So that's our goal right now, to tackle the two big high schools in Quincy.
Okay. All right. Do you find that the kids have been receptive for the most part?
For the most part, you know. They're teenagers, and they don't necessarily want us to talk to them while they're having their lunch, but they will, speak to us.
Well, the thing that surprised me most, Finbar, you said there was no recycling going on in the school system.
It was a kind of a COVID thing.
Oh.
Right? So there was a transition in waste haulers during COVID, and there was a miscommunication about how the dumpsters there were to be used.
Oh, all right.
So basically, that was one of the things that we did, and it's one of the things that I've been working with Finbar on as we expand this to other schools, is you have to look at the current operation. Mm. So they had two dumpsters and a whole bunch of totes, 96-gallon totes, on the loading dock, and there wasn't a lot of discussion about what was being collected from each.
Okay.
So as soon as we got there and we saw that they had cardboard and black bags going into the dumpsters, I said to Finbar, they're not recycling as much as they could. Mm-hmm. So we looked at the totes, we worked with the custodial staff, and we said, this is what you can do. Start using the totes instead of the dumpster. Mm-hmm. And again, Tom Healy, Henry came by and checked out the loading dock, worked with the vendor. So it was just kind of one of these things where during COVID, the connection was lost.
Oh.
And then once we got there, did an evaluation of the site, talked to Tom about it, the dots were connected again.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, so it had been happening
prior to COVID.
Oh, it had it was, been?
Yeah, okay. It had been, yeah. And then the hauler changed. So it was just one of those miscommunication things.
Yes, okay.
But because we came in, we were able to work with everybody. The custodial staff has been very agreeable to watch the program grow, learn how we're handling things, and hopefully they will play more of a role in the fall when it continues.
So is the bigger dream, Ruth, to expand it to all the schools?
Definitely. All the schools. There's really no reason why not.
Yeah.
You just need a little bit of space for the food waste barrels.
Yeah.
So, and Finbar, is once a week enough for pickup? I mean, there was concern about, food waste sitting and smelling if you didn't pick it up frequently enough, yeah.
Right, so, it's actually been talked about.
Yeah.
North Quincy High School has the average amount of students. It's about the same amount of students that attend both schools. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. However, about 400 kids on average eat at North Quincy High School.
I see.
In the way that the system works right now. So we will need more barrels, and it's been talked about doing twice a week pickup, and it's still under conversation with Black Earth Compost.
Okay, all right. So that's a work in progress still as well, yeah.
And one thing as far as smells and whatnot,
yeah.
To talk about with, a big concern was about food waste smelling or about, will it attract pests and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Another one, sure.
Right, and there's been absolutely zero problems on that.
Okay.
And just thinking about it, it was all going in an empty dumpster before.
Yeah.
And all the food waste and everything was going all in one dumpster, one open with the sides open and whatnot. So now we're taking that and putting them in contained barrels that are emptied once every week and with new liners and whatnot. So it's absolutely, gone in the opposite direction.
Okay. Right.
Yeah,
so
food waste totes are really designed to be rodent proof.
Okay.
They have a locking lid or a lid that locks well, and it's much more difficult for the rodents to chew through the thicker plastic that they use for the food waste totes. Right. So the first concern is always rodents.
Of course.
When you talk about people, we want to, even residentially, right? Oh, I don't want to separate my food waste because the rodents will get it. Well, they don't. I've been a client of Black Earth since last summer.
Okay.
And I've never had any problems with rodents getting into the food waste. And it's reduced the volume of trash that we put out. And I did some math this morning, and it's about $6 a week for residential pickup from Black Earth.
Okay.
So if someone's interested, they can go to the Black Earth website and sign up for residential and purchase the bin and the bags. What would be ideal is in the future if the city could work out a program like Cambridge did, for example, and do a pilot in a certain area of the city and supply the bins to the customers and see how that goes. Mm-hmm. So that's really what we're hoping. We'll get the schools and then we'll hopefully be able to work with the city to get it residential citywide eventually.
Interesting, okay. I think people would be interested, especially if they could maybe get access to the compost, you know, the end product.
Exactly,
yeah.
It is,
right.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. When you go with Black Earth, you can buy it, you get a bag free from them.
Okay.
In the spring.
Yeah. I think that would be attractive, especially gardeners like
exactly.
The Wollaston Garden Club, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of Wollaston Garden Club members who get compost from Black Earth.
Which in turn, I know you do a lot of projects in the city.
Exactly.
You know, for in city property for
that's
improvement
right.
beautification projects.
Right.
You know, so talk about full circle.
Exactly, exactly. That's really what it is.
Have you looked at all at reducing the amount of food waste, you know, to begin with, even before you talk about diverting, how about less of it?
Right, I'll take that one.
Yeah,
sure.
So the less of it, something that has worked out very greatly for our program was, you know, with our each station in the cafeteria to have a share table to invite students for lunches that they don't want to eat,
right.
Or if they're more hungry, students can just put whatever they want down that table and other students can take it. They've been a hit.
Okay.
We get a lot of items each lunch of kids will just go right from the cafeteria, the line, right to us, put their apples that they don't want or their milk, and students will grab it and it's usually gone.
This is what I'm saying, right?
Exactly.
Instead of just throwing out something that's perfectly good, maybe if it's packaged, maybe it hasn't been opened yet,
Or
hasn't been touched yet, give it to somebody who wants it or needs it even.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a popular option, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It really has.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear. And there are food pantries here in Quincy, of course, that I'm sure could utilize, good foods. I know that they work with some of the grocery stores to take some of their produce that's gone past date, but it's still perfectly fine.
Right, exactly.
Right, to add to their pantries and help out people right here in the community as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, definitely. That would be something cool down the line.
Yeah.
But it's just students take it. Students
right.
take, and we're left with barely anything.
Right.
So
that's
great.
Ultimately,
great.
Put yourselves out of business, right?
Right. The big thing was is the weight, you know, because the students were throwing that stuff right in the trash, and during the first week, if they didn't want something, they were opening it up and putting it in the food waste. However, now we've been collecting,
right.
But the weight hasn't gone down. It keeps going up every week.
Okay.
So it's worked out very well.
So it's a win-win, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you yourself get interested, Finbar, in this area of expertise?
Yeah, I've just been volunteering at a young age for things for the environment.
Okay.
And with wildlife and sustainability, and my family were very into gardening and whatnot. So that's what I went to college for. I wanted to do something that could help the environment. So this is exactly what I'd like to do.
Wow. So is this kind of your first, you know, real job out of school, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. Really. Yeah, I'm very, very grateful for it.
That's great.
It's very exciting.
Did you grow up in the area, or are you from?
I'm from Dedham.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So
not too far.
Not too far. Yeah.
Absolutely.
How can people learn about this program? Where would you like to go from here? What action would you like folks to take after learning about the food waste diversion program? Right now in the Quincy schools, maybe later in the broader community.
Right.
I would say, one big thing is having conversations with students to their parents or whatnot. I think it's very important we encourage the students that come to us to tell their families about this and say, hey, you did something really good for the environment and you're doing this every day and you should be proud of yourself. You know, having something to be proud of, just taking 10 seconds after your lunch every day and doing something that really helps the environment is very important, and we want that to be, you know, a contagious feeling and a very positive thing, and I want all the students to know that. You know, for following, we want to get into all the schools, of course.
Sure.
That'd be just to, you know, make that clear that if we're saving 500 pounds of food waste and we're composting that every week at one school, think about what we can do with all the schools in the big city of Quincy.
Right. Well, and there's 10,000 students in the Quincy Public Schools.
Right, right. Yeah. Absolutely. So it's just a very exciting process, and our hope is to educate students, faculty, and parents about all the benefits of it, and that it's very simple, and it's not scary, and that's what I say the goal
okay.
would be.
Right. So we built it slowly, intentionally, okay. because we wanted to be successful
yeah.
before we really, you know, literally went on the road.
Mm.
So we So we don't have a place for people to necessarily come and learn more about it yet. Principal Ford and Assistant Principal Ed Smith have been very helpful with promoting it in the school.
Sure.
So they've included it in the principal's message and their newsletter. And the Quincy Sun has been very good to us. They've published two articles, and then we're very happy to come here too. So I think over time, especially when we get into North Quincy High School, people will see more about this
mm-hmm.
and will have some kind of base website or something that they can get more information.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. You know, young people communicate through electronic means now
right,
more,
exactly.
than, more than ever. Yeah.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, hashtags, social media, all the above.
Yeah, the Green
all
Team.
All good ideas.
Yeah,
okay.
The Green Team at Quincy High School was very eager to meet with us.
Oh, so what is the Green Team, Ruth?
So there is a Green Team at Quincy High School. They work on different initiatives.
Oh.
They have a botany section and...
Students?
Yes.
Okay.
So... the science department there has several, groups
mm-hmm.
of students interested in different things.
Okay.
It depends what a student is interested in. So we went and we met with them, and we had a small group who was interested in working with us. So they did a logo, which we're going to start to use.
Okay.
And then just meeting with them to spread the word. So we did internal, Finbar did some presentations for science
That's
classes.
Right.
Yeah. And we spoke to the Science National Honor Society at the school. So we were able to reach out to students as much as we could, and then we just figure we will build on that as we grow.
Okay, yeah, I mean, this may inspire a whole new curriculum in the Quincy
Would
schools.
Be nice, yeah. Exactly, yeah, it really would be nice.
Sure,
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more to grow, literally.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share with folks right now?
I just want to thank Emily Lebo. Emily's
Absolutely.
Been really great. I mean,
yeah.
the reason why this really was successful is because the three of us worked together, and we all had a different expertise in it. You know, I had done it from a management standpoint.
Yes.
Finbar is a young man with a lot of ideas and very personable. He gets along with everybody. And then Emily really knew behind the scenes, because she's a school committee member,
yes.
that she knew the right people to talk to and when to talk to them and that kind of thing. So
okay.
I think the three of us made a great team, and that's why it has been so successful so far.
Yeah, so it's still kind of considered a pilot program, right?
Well, this is, I think we can officially end the pilot being with
okay.
Quincy High School.
Okay.
As soon as the principal of North Quincy High School saw the first article in the Quincy Sun, he wanted us over
oh, very
there.
Good.
Yeah, so that's what we're hoping, is that we'll get invited by other schools
yeah,
to go there
right.
next.
That's great. If it
yeah.
does, you'll have to come back and let us know. How
yeah,
it
we
right.
will.
It's,
we will.
It's very exciting that, you know, this was a soft launch and a pilot,
yeah.
and now it being like the last week of school, it's
yes.
just great to look back on and look to the future. So it's very exciting. There's still a lot of work to be done.
Right.
But there's still a lot of enthusiasm in this mission, and we're very excited for it to continue.
Great. Well, thank you both. Really
oh,
appreciate
well,
the opportunity.
You
You're very
yeah.
welcome. Good to talk
right,
to you both.
Right,
Please
right.
come
you
back.
Too.
Let us know how it's going.
I will.
Absolutely.
All right,
and thank you.
You
for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.